Hey family, what's going on, party people? Listen, big announcement. Yo, I've shared this with some of my subscribers, pretty much all of them specifically on YouTube, but we are officially relaunching, rebooting, kind of rebranding the podcast. A lot of you know I had a podcast for a while, Create, Inspire, and Solve. And though we're still creating, inspiring, and solving, we want to make sure that the content that we're putting out now is more streamlined and it's more aligned with the audience that has been assigned specifically to my voice. So I'm niching down. I'm getting more intentional about what I'm creating and putting out so I can make sure that you just don't have the dopest camera, the dopest lights, the dopest microphone, the dopest gear. But I want to make sure because you're buying all of that gear that you're still able to use that, use those tools and use that tech and use those strategies to continue to help you build your brand, grow your business, and help you create a community around the things that you're most passionate about. So if you haven't heard the hottest podcast on the block right now, content is the new currency, available everywhere, all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, even iHeartRadio. We got Amazon jumping out as well. If you want to get the video version, you know what to do. Hit that like button, smash that subscribe button, and hit the bell so you can be notified every single time I post a new episode to my channel. But I'll catch you guys in the next episode. My approach to creating content is pretty much the same as my approach that I have to branding. Aside from being a content creator, I'm also a brand strategist. And I believe that branding, quite frankly, is the most overused word in like the last decade, I'm going to say in the 21st century. And the reason I believe that is because everybody and their mama and their dog, their grandmother is literally, we have dogs with social media pages. Everybody is building a brand. And one of the reasons, furthermore, that I say it's overused is because people don't really understand what branding is. Okay, it's because branding is something that's not really tangible. It's not something that can necessarily be controlled by you. It is something that can be influenced by you, but it's not something that can specifically be controlled by you. Your brand is more so dictated by your audience, but it can be influenced by you. So again, your brand is not something that can keep that, in my opinion, can be controlled by you, but it is something that can be influenced by you because it's more so dictated by how your audience feels about you. And so one of the ways that I get people to understand that is by helping them distinguish between what branding and marketing really is. And a lot of times what we call branding is actually marketing. And a lot of times what we believe marketing to be is actually branding. So the words are kind of interchangeable because branding is a subset of marketing. But I want to draw a clear distinction to help us kind of understand it better. And this is all part of a course that I teach that's called Say Yes to the Brand, which is a play off the popular show, Say Yes to the Dress. So pointing out the differences between branding and marketing is a lot like dating. It's a lot like relationships. It's a lot like marriage. It's a lot like marriage. Just kind of like say yes to the dress, say yes to the brand. So to make it very plain and simple, this is the way I say it. Marketing is how you feel about yourself, and branding is really how your audience feels about you. I'll say that one more time. Marketing is how you feel about yourself, and branding is how your audience feels about you. The mistake that we make, what happens when we're launching brands and we're starting businesses and we're going out with new endeavors, is that we have false expectations, or maybe I should say unrealistic expectations of people, of patrons, of customers or consumers. For example, let's use this case. We're talking about content creation. Let's talk about YouTube. So our viewers, we just have an unrealistic expectation that out the gate, automatically, these people are supposed to like our videos and subscribe to our channels, buy our products and our services without first giving them a chance to know us, okay? So just imagine you walk up to a person that you've never really met. This is a random person. You're random to them. They're random to you. Just imagine you walk up to this person and you ask them to marry you. Now, here's the crazy part, and not to throw that word around loosely, but the audacity of the world, this media and social media and content-driven society that we live in today, is that there are a large number of people that would kind of be upset or disappointed that somebody would say no because they have the expectation that they're supposed to say yes. But how can we expect people to say yes to us, to exchange their time, exchange their money, and ultimately exchange their trust when they barely know us at all? So let's run back what we just said. Marketing is how you feel about yourself. Branding is how your audience feels about you, okay? So as content creators, we can easily become consumed with ourselves. Maybe you've heard the phrase, getting high off your own supply, okay? Too often, we spend too much time marketing to people because, again, we want to feel good about ourselves and we want to create our own narrative. We don't want to leave the narrative into somebody else's hands, okay? And so we want to make a great first impression. So as it relates to my entrepreneurs, my business owners, when you're first starting, you know, you want to make sure that your logo is dope. You want to make sure that your business cards are great. You want to make sure that your websites are amazing and that your flyers and promotional videos and commercials, that they're fly, you know, pun intended. It's no different than going out on a date with somebody for the first time. You want to make sure that your haircut is fresh and that the fit that you got on that is fly, your shirt, your tie, your shoes, your skirt, your blouse, the cologne, the fragrance that you're wearing. You want to make sure that everything is on point because you want to make a great first impression. But how you show up to the date is only half the battle. That's marketing. You want to put your best foot forward. But remember, branding is how your audience actually feels about you. It's a person's immediate reaction when they meet you. It's a person's immediate reaction when they hear your name. It's what people say behind your back. It's what people say about you when you're not in the room. What is the gut feeling that people have? What is the gut feeling that you give people? That's what branding actually is. So yes, you look good when you show up for the date, but when you open your mouth, does what come out of your mouth match the impression that you're trying to make? Okay. Because for a person to say yes to marrying you, for them to say yes to the brand the same way they would say yes to the dress, for them to say yes to your brand, your business, your product, or your service, or your content, there has to be an alignment of values between you and them. You know, we're living in an age now, for those of you who are single, who are dating, you don't have time to waste with people that don't align with the same values that you have. So yeah, the title of your video may be great and your thumbnail may be straight fire and your tags and your descriptions and keywords and all of that SEO may lead them to you. It may lead them to your video, but is the actual video itself worth the hype you're pushing out to your audience? Because here's the thing, there's nothing worse than taking the time to watch a video, listen to a podcast, or even, let's say for an example, attend an event that looks like it's going to be all of that. Like it's going to be the talk of the century. It's going to be FOMO, you know, fear, you know, of missing out. But then you get there or you experience the person or the product or the service, and it was a complete waste of time. It was a complete waste of money. It was a complete waste of effort because it was not what you were sold on. All right. I mean, let's bring it back to how we started. Have you ever met somebody online or in real life that was fine as all get out? Their teeth were perfect, you know, but their breath stink. Like that's got to be the worst thing ever for you meet this perfect person. And then you walk up to them, you be like, oh, my God, like you get shocked. Or let's just say their Instagram or their dating profile, their bio, it just seems too good to be true. And then you find out that it really was too good to be true. You know, when I was coming up, you know, back in the day, we used to call that catfishing. Now we just call it influencer culture, pretty much, because everybody can just Photoshop receipts. Everybody can create whatever influence or whatever profile or whatever identity or whatever personality that they want to have online, but they never really show you the truth because, again, they are more concerned with how they feel about themselves and how they look than how you actually feel about them. And that's the thing about this podcast. You know, it's meant for those creators, creatives, entrepreneurs that know that authenticity is the bridge between feeling good about yourself and your audience feeling great about you. I'm going to say that one more time. Authenticity is the bridge between you feeling good about yourself and your audience feeling great about you. Content, simply, let's just keep it short. Content is the new currency. An extremely popular live streamer and several live streamers, you know, they just signed like these $100 million, you know, multiple hundreds, tens of million dollars of deals for streaming, for live streaming, for switching to a certain platform. And there are tons of other people doing the same thing for other types of things, type of content that they create. And we see people following suit because companies, big box retailers, they understand that content is king and creators reign supreme right now. We run the world. Like, you hold the trust of your audience in the palm of your hand. So B2C business, how people do business to B2C business, like how people do business with consumers, how they get their products out to the market. It has changed. Gone are the days of TV and spending millions of dollars on TV commercials. They're investing millions of dollars into you, the creators, because there are people, you promote products and services, or you may be sponsored by somebody that otherwise a person may not be introduced to that product, or they may not even know it exists unless they come across your content. So this is why we see such a huge shift in the way that businesses are now doing business or now selling, marketing their products with their actual consumers. And so that's why I wanted to, you know, kind of reboot the podcast. I wanted to streamline everything and make sure that I'm aligned with not just telling you what the best gear is, you know, the best microphone, the best lighting, the best camera, all of that. But I want to make sure you're taking those tools and you're using it to help grow your brand, build your business, and help you create a community around the things that you're most passionate about. Because again, my goal is to help you unlock your most authentic self so you can reach the audience that has been assigned to your voice.